both as a force for good and evil, in a way that nationalism was hammered into the minds of these young poor orphans in Werner's life, and the way radio is used in Marie's life, both to literally liberate her, but also teach her about the world. But of course, the novel's about all kinds of different things. It's about people trying to be good to each other under extremely difficult circumstances, and it's about a fabled diamond that's carried out of the Natural History Museum in Paris in 1940, and it's about brainwashing little boys to do a nation's deeds, and it's about love and family and heartbreak and snails and radio.
I was struck by what I thought of in the book as a reverence for objects, a delight in the tactile experience of a seashell or a stone or a key. Was that because one of your main characters is blind?
I think so. I spent a long time in Marie's head writing this novel. She goes blind at the age of 6. So there would be times that I'd be so involved in the writing of the book that I would forget as soon as I stopped that I could see for a few minutes, you know. And often I would have objects on my desk and be palpating them in some way with my fingers and trying to understand their texture or what they were like and how I could render those in language. So for a girl who's so perceptive and so astute, just because she can't see doesn't mean that she can't experience the world in a really full and colorful way. You know, a lot of my writing is very visual and a lot of my descriptions are visual based. So I wanted to challenge myself and see if I could rely on the other senses to convey a world. But that said, it was often a relief to go to Werner's sections, whose narrative is braided with Marie's, and have a character who could see and use visual details for his version of the story.
There's some really good advanced reviews out now, and I think the one that caught my attention talked about the inherent goodness of your main characters. It seems to me that it's common now in fiction or film or TV to focus on amoral or immoral characters. Why are you looking at people who are deep down truly good?
I'm very interested against this backdrop that we've all seen, which is World War II, against this backdrop of darkness, really, was to try to have these two candle flames of these characters burning. And I hope that even Werner, who makes some morally complicated decisions and makes some very poor decisions, I hope his decisions are still something a reader can empathize with. You know, he's stuck in the Hitler Youth and then later in the army, the Wehrmacht, and he's got to make very complicated decisions. And I hope even as he's making the wrong ones, the reader can see eventually maybe he'll start to make the right ones.
You set all the light we cannot see in World War II and the years leading up to it, primarily. That's probably one of the most written about periods in human history. Why did you want to go there?
I didn't for a long time. I was very afraid. Supposedly, if you drop all the books written about World War II on Germany, it'll cover it to like a depth of 2 feet. You know, there's so much out there. And I knew immediately I could never tell a Holocaust story as well as a survivor. And I could never tell a war story as well as a soldier who had lived through it. I ended up sticking with it because of the siege of Saint-Malo, the town where most of the book is set. I felt like that hadn't been told, at least not in English. It's a really interesting moment when the Germans are all buried in like ticks for 7 days. The Allies have no idea how many Germans are there. Heavy bombardment and artillery assault on the city. This is the first time napalm was used. And I wondered, you know, what does a child feel through all of this? You know, what does it feel like, especially to be a blind child to undergo all of this? Also, I feel like now the war is becoming something that politicians use, that the History Channel uses, and often they're telling very black and white stories about good versus evil, Allies versus the Axis. It almost becomes a video game in some retellings. And so I wanted to try to say to the reader, you know, for these two children, this war was a lot more complicated than we think it was.